Oh, this news just coming in. This is big. This is big. This is just coming in now. Do we have a feed? All right, we have a special report from ABC News. All right.
Elian Gonzalez.
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 Okay.
Elian Gonzalez.
Elian Gonzalez. I think we get the gist of it. That's just coming across now. More on that after the top of the hour news. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. It's nine bells.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. There was another mass rally in Havana late today calling for the return to Cuba.
Elian Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Elian. A six-year-old boy's father, who had a
plan to
defeat the rally,
Elian
could be aboard a plane to
Elian
Gonzalez. Just hours
Elian
from
Gonzalez.
Now. ABC's Bill Greenwood tells us he and his family have been approved for visas.
Tim, six visas have been authorized for Elian Gonzalez's father, stepmother, infant stepbrother, a young cousin, his kindergarten teacher, and a Cuban pediatrician. But 22 other Cubans had applied for visas to accompany the father to the United States. And those requests are still being considered. Included in that pool were several schoolmates of Elian Gonzalez. Tim,
and there are still a lot of those fans, as ABC's Jim Hickey explains from Miami.
With the visas approved, the idea is now how to best reunite Elian and his father in this politically charged atmosphere. The hope is to find a neutral location. That's what attorneys for Elian's Miami family and the government were trying to work out all day and will continue Tuesday.
Elian Gonzalez and his family are expected to stay at the home of Cuba's chief diplomat in Washington. A federal court ruling today that Microsoft violated antitrust law by using anti-competitive means to create a monopoly.